You're listening to the NAC Radio Network.
For those unfamiliar with modern stereo terminology, a turntable is a mechanical device.
I'm trying to nurse my son back to health. He's 10 years old, and he had two sleepovers last weekend, and by the end of all of it, he was nearly dead from exhaustion. So, by the way, girls have pajama parties. Boys have sleepovers. This means that girls go into the event honest about what's going to happen, and boys are in complete denial. Except for the fact that with boys, no pajamas are worn. My son has worn the same pair of gym shorts for gym, playing, and sleeping. I think since the day the doctor pulled them down to cut his umbilical cord off. It's true, they actually ride up that high. I also think the whole pajama party thing with sleepovers, they both involve victimization. So girls go after anybody who isn't there. Boys take turns targeting each of the guys present. Maybe it's just something because I'm used to boys, but I'm far more scared of what the girls do. And there's something terrifying about the power of that mob mentality. In seconds, a girl can go from, she's very nice if you get to know her, to they'll change to, yeah, let's call her and tell her we're going to cut all her hair off. With boys, it's just a lot of stuff involving water and pushing. You know, it's over faster, and you're all expected to take your turn. There's an honesty about it I respect, but I guess, let's see it for what it is. Boys really just want to get back to eating snacks and staring at the TV. It's not as if there's some honor code. So maybe this is good music today. Maybe this week is music for a sleepover or a pajama party. Depends on who you are, right? Last week I played the Model Rockets featuring John Ramberg. This week I'm going to play another John Ramberg band, Stumpy Joe. Let's start there. From 1989, this is one of the very first songs that John Ramberg ever wrote and was released as the first Stumpy Joe single from 1989. This is called Daydreams.
Just can't shake daydreams of you. Such a way out, chick. In daydreams of you, and I can see you do things that I have never seen in daydreams. Every time I sit down, it's the same. My mind starts to wander when I hear your name. You got me wasting time with daydreams of you. I seen you hate the things I hate. I seen you buying me food.
That's Where I Live by Sicko from 1993. Sicko also, like Stumpy Joe, also from Seattle. Why do I play so many Seattle bands? That's a huge period for me of indie rock. I lived in Seattle for through most of the 90s. And so that's the indie stuff that I know real well. I think a lot of people my age know a lot of Seattle rock, but there was lots and lots of bands that really didn't get the play they deserve. And so, in this situation, I like to give them the attention, and, Stumpy Joe in particular, and then John Ramberg's next band, the Model Rockets, are a couple of my favorite bands. And then, Sicko was another band that I liked. So what next? Well, it's funny, like Stumpy Joe, a band I loved, and then there was Sicko, one of the more minor bands, but still a lot of good music. You take a scene like in New York, the punk boom, a scene like the CBGB scene, you always hear about the Ramones and Talking Heads and Television. There were dozens of other bands that made that scene, and similar to the Seattle scene in the 90s, there was a signing boom that happened. And a band like The Shirts got signed, released a record on Sire. Let's be honest, it's not a terrific record. There was a big scene, and a lot of bands got signed. The Shirts were one of them. But that doesn't mean the whole record's bad. One or two really terrific songs on that record. Here's one of them. From 1978, The Shirts. This is Teenage Crutch.
Yeah. garçon. Plus jamais, jamais, jamais cette histoire m'a servi de leçon. Car il ne veut plus me revoir. Fini notre belle histoire. Pour avoir voulu m'amuser, je l'ai 100 fois mérité. Plus jamais, jamais, jamais je ne jouerai de tour au garçon. Comme on est malheureux en amour.
On t'avait prévenu, oui, 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 oui. On t'avait prévenu, oui, 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 oui. On t'avait prévenu, oui, 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 mais tu ne nous as pas cru.
Vous m'aviez prévenu.
On t'avait prévenu from 1964 by Franz Gall, which I think literally translated means one you'd prevented, but I think colloquially means we warned you, and French pop. And let's see, I guess we've warned you in the past. This is a great time for a word from our sponsor who, you know, we're happy to say that after a break that was longer than we thought it was going to be, this program is once again brought to you by Modern Age Brownies. Now, it's not typical for this program to lose sponsors, but as you might be aware, Jake Schwab, who owns and operates the New Generation Baking Company in Shrewsbury, Massachusetts, the makers of Modern Age Brownies, he'd thrown himself fully into a podcast of his own. Maybe some people who listen to this show had all were listening to that as well. His podcast. He had put together to promote his product, and on the show, ventriloquists debate hot topics in the week's news. It's called Dummy Roundtable. Jake and his own dummy Crash host the show, and recently, what happens is, you know, Jake does this program every week with Crash. They go through the news, the other ventriloquists, and their dummies. They sort of talk through these issues, and then Jake goes out and he performs with Crash occasionally. And recently, Jake drew a pretty good crowd at a talent show. Crash, in case you don't know, Crash is a puppet that holds a whiskey glass and a steering wheel. And in the act, they do jokes about drunk driving. The act's a little sketchy and tends to go over only sporadically. And when it goes over well, it's the crowd that's a little sketchy. Anyway, the crowd at this pub over in Westboro was huge, about 12 people, and Jake couldn't have been happier until he did a couple of jokes and found out that they weren't there to hear his act. They were there to buy brownies, but he hadn't brought any. At that point, Jake thought it might be worth thinking of ways to focus as much on the brownie side of the business as the side where he makes jokes through a puppet about DWIs. So we're happy to step in and help again. So, we're back. It feels good. Modern Age Brownies are delicious, nutritious, and surreptitious. Just you wait and see. Back to the music. And let's play this Buttoned Up Mod single from 1966. The Richard Kent Style. Covering a tune by a Motown act called The Contours. You may or may not know this. So this is a really obscure single in and of itself by The Contours. And then this cover of it is not what you'd call huge, but boy, is it good. The Richard Kent style with Just a Little Misunderstanding. Revenge by The Others, 1966, from Lancaster, California. That was actually out on the Mercury label. That does not sound like major label rock, but Others made some tight music. We have time for one more, and so we'll play local New England music. I guess local. I mean, I'm not sure what happened to Tim Howard, who is the singer-songwriter who fronts Saltero, and he comes and goes, I think, from New England periodically. This particular recording is made in 2008 on the Planet Claire radio show in France. It's a song called Nobody Sipped You.
Nothing around here to me that's sacred except you. Yeah, you. Got nothing here to me that matters except star except you. Yeah, you. Got nothing here I care to try for except you. Nothing here to live or die for except you. Yeah, you. There's a hymn I used to hear in the churches all the time. Make me feel so good inside, make me feel so sublime. Now there's nothing that reminds me of that old familiar chime except you. Yeah, you. And it never seems strange. Now I pass by mournfully the place where all the bones of life are piled. I know something has changed. I'm a stranger here. No one sees me except you. Yeah, you. Nothing anymore seems to please me except you. Yeah, you. Nothing hypnotizes me or holds me in its spell. Everything runs by me just like water from a well. Everybody wants my attention. Everybody's got something to sell except you. Yeah, you. I'm in love with you.
Ooh.
Soltero with Nobody Except You from Planet Claire Radio France in 2008. Seek out Soltero Records, they're well worth the effort. And thanks for listening to this week's program. I don't have a list of people who wrote and engineered the show this week. I'll give them credit, appropriate credit, next week. You can always get in touch with us at morelosttime@gmail.com, and you can get our Twitters at morelosttime. We'll tweet what we're listening to in the office, and we'll tweet what's going to be on the program, the next program. As always, this program is part of Project Acquisition, part of Salt Mineral Global, and its eventual plan to its current plan is to sponsor the program through outside funding until time is appropriate that it can bill listeners for retroactive downloads. Until next time, this has been the sound of More Lost Time.